who claims to be an author. And she's not only an author, she's a countercultural artist. Some of you might call those hippies. I don't know. And she actually is a walking piece of literature. She has a tattoo on her right wrist with the letters S-K-I-N, skin. And it actually is the title of her next piece of work, which is a work she calls a mortal work of art. Apparently, she has a story that is 2,095 words long that she intends to be published exclusively in tattoos. One word at a time on the skin of 2,095 individuals. So I imagine if you wanted to read the whole thing, you have to have all 2,095 people lined up and read it that way. Once a volunteer is accepted into the project, they are known only by the word that is marked on their skin. Now, at last count, Shelley Jackson was still looking for people to bear the final 300 words or so. So are you ready to line up and say, tattoo me? I want to be part of this countercultural work of art. I'm curious to know what the story's about, though. I really want to know. What is it about? I don't know. Skin. As I said before, the Jews are in exile in Isaiah's book. And in these 16 chapters of Isaiah, we get a word of promise and hope to them that there is going to come a day when they are delivered, when they are rescued. But these Jews are exiled away from their homeland, and they are held captive to the big beast of the day, Babylon. Now, part of the Babylonian plan in conquering other peoples, and they did this a lot, was to really just crush their spirit, overtake them entirely, and suppress their identity. And they did this in a few different ways. One of the ways, you might be familiar with the book of Daniel, one of the ways is they actually made some people change their diet entirely. Now, that doesn't sound like a big deal to us, but for the Jews it was. There were certain things that they could not eat, and the Babylonian Empire said, no, you're going to eat these things. And they did this to change their identity, to assimilate them into the larger culture. Babylon. Another way that they forced assimilation into their culture was by changing the names of those they took captive. And again, we see this in the book of Daniel. Have you ever heard of these three guys? Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Has anybody ever heard of them? You probably have, but you don't know it. Because Babylon changed their names. Here's their names that you may remember from Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Do those names sound familiar? Maybe a little bit. For you VeggieTale people, Shack, Rack, and Benny. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You may remember them. They were the ones who were thrown into the fiery furnace when they didn't bow down before the golden statue that King Nebuchadnezzar made. And they got thrown into the fiery furnace, but they didn't burn up because the angel of the Lord rescued them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are their Babylonian names. They were forced to change their names in an effort to get them to assimilate into the Babylonian kingdom. Again, the goal was to give them a new identity, to erase that which God had given them, make them forget the old, and entice them into worshiping new gods, the Babylonian god Marduk. Now, sadly, for many of the exiles, this kind of stuff actually worked. They just gave up their old identity, and they became Babylonians. In many ways, we are bombarded like the Israelites were. Each day, on a typical day when we wake up, from the time we open the morning paper, maybe we hit up Facebook or Twitter, we go to school, you go to work, you turn on the news, until the time we go to bed. We are bombarded by thousands of images from advertising, the things we see around town. We also are bombarded by the opinions of others. And all of them are telling us the way they think we should be, the way the world thinks we should be. The sad fact is that much of that runs contrary to who God wants us to be. Right? It sure does. And all of this is part of really the enemy's program. Now for Israel, the enemy was Babylon. For us, it's the devil. It's the world at work. And it's our own sinful nature too. And the goal is to mark us with a new name, change our identity, one that runs contrary to what God has said about you. We heard last week about how you are valuable. You are precious in the eyes of the Lord. Our Lord only has eyes for you. The Lord calls you beloved through water and word and holy baptism, but the enemy would call you dirty, would call you cheap, would call you worthless, and tell you you need to do something to change that, to become more like what the world thinks you should be. The Lord proclaims you washed and cleansed in the name of Jesus, but the enemy tells you, no, you are guilty as charged. Nobody loves you. You are not precious in the eyes of the Lord. You better do something about it. Enter into this, the beauty of really the book of Isaiah, where the prophet really takes aim at the Babylonian Empire and at the world in general. And it tells the exiles, Isaiah tells the exiles exactly who Babylon is. Isaiah calls Babylon, you know, they're just a drop in the bucket. Their leaders are worthless. Her gods are an empty wind. They're things that you fashion out of your own hands. They are worthless. Isaiah also tells the exiles who they are and who God is for them. I said again, this section of Isaiah, chapters 40 to 55, is often looked at as its own unit, almost like its own book by itself, as part of just a section of Isaiah that was written at one time together. And that section begins with familiar words, words that we say probably every Advent. Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord God. Isaiah goes on, forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, God is doing a new thing. Isaiah tells the exiles, those held captive by Babylon, that God has a plan to get Israel out of Babylon. And to get Babylon out of Israel. Your identity belongs to God, not to the world. And God desires to give you His word, as our text today says, written upon your hand. It's not a word that identifies you with Babylon, or the world, or the lies of the devil, but a word that declares you belong to the Lord. Like the tattoo story, our God tells His story on people's flesh. If you've been coming to our Sunday morning adult Bible study, we heard in Genesis 17 about how the Lord marks the promise that God gives to Abraham in the flesh of the individuals, in circumcision. God made this promise to Abraham that out of Abraham would be a great nation. And out of this nation would eventually come Jesus Christ, who would redeem the world. And that promise is marked in the flesh of the individuals. God marks his promises also into the flesh, into the skin of Jesus Christ. Isaiah describes a story written on the body of Christ in many ways, in many places. I'll just read a few of them. Isaiah says, "His appearance, his being Christ, was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. Like one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all." The book of Isaiah has what's called servant songs, and it's songs about the suffering servant. And in each place, it's a song, a prophecy about Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ would do for us. In places, it calls Christ the one who gave his back for them to strike, his cheeks to those who pull out the beard. Christ did not hide his face from mocking and spitting. Over and over again, it talks about Jesus as being the one who bears the marks of our sin on his body, so that we could bear the marks of his life upon us. Christ, our Savior, is forever marked with scars, announcing for you that you are his. You are forgiven. You belong to him. God calls us to be part of his countercultural movement. And we all we need to do is take one word upon our skin. It's not the word of some novel that some crazy artist is making. It's the word of the Lord. In Hebrew, the word is Le-Yahweh, and it means you belong to the Lord. How do we receive this mark? We receive it in baptism, in water, and in word, where the words were spoken over you. You, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, give us the strength to believe in you, to know what you have done for us. Help us to confess what you have done for us. Strengthen us where our faith is weak. Help us to know that we belong to you, not to the evils of this world. Forgive us of those sins that we have where we fall away and we try to take up a new identity and not the one that you desire to give to us. Help us to believe. We pray this in your name. Amen.